It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're happy to have Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy joining us in studio this morning. Sheriff Mealy, welcome back to studio and thank you for coming on Motherlode Views.
Thank you, BJ. Thanks for having me.
Going to jump right into it. About a week ago, you made a big announcement that you're going to be retiring at the end of next month instead of waiting until your term expires at the end of December. Can you explain some of the factors that went into that decision?
Sure. As we looked at the budget, this being after 12 years of looking at budgets, and this is my 13th budget cycle, it became very apparent that we were going to have some problems of hitting the marks that the county had outlined. The Board of Supervisors challenged each of the department heads to find ways of reducing costs and reducing costs that were long-lasting. So as I looked at the agency, it was very apparent that we began talking about possible layoffs or possible reduction of staff, the fact of possibly even demoting some folks and whatnot. And nobody wants to go through that. Nobody wants to do that. But what ended up happening was I looked at where I was. I looked at the agency also. In June, the first Tuesday in June, there will be an election. At the end of that day, Sheriff Pooley, or Under Sheriff Pooley, excuse me, will be Sheriff-elect Pooley. There comes some issues with that because now you have two people that are, you have this sitting sheriff and then you have a sheriff-elect. It could be confused on who's making the decisions and so on and so forth. So as I looked at that issue along with the budget issue, the organization needed to have the continual clarity of who is in charge. It became apparent to me that for not only the organization but also the community that it would be best for me to step down at the end of this fiscal year. And so it wasn't just all financial in the sense of as the budget, but it was also leadership. As leaders, we have to look at what our circle of influence is and what our circle of control is. I don't have control over the budget, but I can have an influence over the budget. And this was the best way I felt that I would have an influence on this budget process, making sure that the services that the community desires, wants, and needs would continue, that the organization would also have clear leadership at the top. So those factors began to come through my mind. And so that's a little brief synopsis of how I came to this decision.
As you put together that final budget for you that'll take effect on July 1st, at this point, do you expect many other cuts to have to be made when it comes to services?
Well, we're supposed to meet again. I have an appointment with the CAO, Mr. Pedro, later in the week. So we should have a better and a clearer understanding of where we are. But I do feel comfortable and we're in talking with Mr. Pedro and his office, what the marks that we are hitting and looking at the revenue as it is coming in for the county, looking at the other department heads, what they're bringing in and what they're cutting. And so we should have a better understanding of where we are within the next week or so. I believe that they're going to be having a special meeting on the 29th of May. And at that meeting, the board should have a pretty good understanding of the direction that the budget is going.
Good to know. This will probably be the final show we do with you as sheriff on Motherlode Views. So for those people who aren't familiar, what is your background and how long have you been with the sheriff's department?
Well, I've been with the sheriff's office for 30 years. I was hired under Sheriff Bob Cohen. I started in the jail. I started as a jail deputy. And then I was had the opportunity to become a jail sergeant. And there's two classifications in the sense that when I was hired, there was a deputy. You were a deputy one or a deputy two. A deputy one worked in the jail. Deputy two worked outside in patrol. And so from the jail, I went out, was fortunate enough to have the county put me through the academy, and was able to work the street, worked narcotics. I worked in the old narcotics task force, ACNET, Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne Narcotics Enforcement Team. And that was a lot of fun. We were able to work. That was a B&E, Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement Task Force. I did that. Also, I was able to work in investigations after that, after we closed down ACNET, and then we created TNT, which we have today. And then I went over to investigations and was able to work investigations. I had the opportunity of working some big cases over investigations, the investigations of the San Peloso. I was able to be a part of that. I was able to be a part of the dumping of the bodies from the Russians and so on. So there was some high profile cases that I was able to be a part of. I was also able to, after investigations, be promoted to a sergeant, and then went back to investigations in narcotics, where over the narcotics team, and there was the narcotics commander, and then in 2006. Was elected as the sheriff, and have been the sheriff since then.
I remember in 2006 when I arrived here, you were one of the first people I called as a young news reporter right after that election, getting a couple sound bites. So
right,
it's been great working with you.
It has been. It's been a lot of fun. And as we said off mic, the Clark Broadcasting has just been a wonderful partner. The way that you handle business here in your, not only on the air but also on your webpage is top notch, and so we really appreciate, and on a personal note, I appreciate everything that you've done for us and how you cover fair, making sure that the tough questions get answered, and so we appreciate that, because the public needs to make sure that government, its law enforcement, is held accountable. So we appreciate that. Thank you.
We appreciate you as well, always coming on and being honest and open and transparent in all the dealings with the sheriff's office.
Well, thank you.
You know, when you were younger and coming up, were there a few people you would consider mentors in your law enforcement career?
Well, yeah, as a young boy, I remember my father. My father started with the Los Angeles Police Department in 1968. And I remember going to his academy. Graduation, and then the sights, the smells, the sounds. I was so proud of my father, watching him in the Los Angeles Police Academy gymnasium, and having this band, the LAPD band, coming in, and the music, and the hardwood floor, and the hard chairs as a 7-year-old trying to sit and watch this. I don't want to call it, you know, this entertainment, because that's what it was. I mean, it was this, you know, this music and this marching and so on. And so I saw my father go through for he worked for LAPD for about 35 years. And so my first mentor would be my father in the sense of watching him, the work ethic that he had. Going to work each and every day, some of the exciting stories that he would come home and talk about, and then here at the agency, I had the pleasure of working with a man who worked over at narcotics with me, John Holland. He taught me a lot in regards to how to work cases, how to investigate cases. I think that one of the big impacts that a person that had an impact on me was John Hill. He taught me the importance of this community. This is a man who has lived in this community all of his life, and he taught me the importance of being a part of the community. When I became sheriff, he would constantly come in, and he was working our rural crime. And he would go and he talked to the ranchers throughout the community and would talk to me about their concerns. And he made me understand that to be successful, not only as sheriff, but in law enforcement, you have to be a part of the community. One quick story about John Hill was that during the Rim Fire, there were several ranchers that had to move cattle and so on, and their animals. And there was a man who, the fire was coming down, and he and his wife had to leave. And it was on the 120 corridor, and they were very distraught about their animals. And John saw that they were very upset over that. And so he went out. He told them that he would make sure that they were okay. So he went into that fire area, made sure that all the animals were able to get out of their pens, that they were able to make sure that that they were safe and so on, at least at that time. And the fire is moving, so he was able to do that. Went back and told them. And they asked, well, what about our barn? That was the thing that they were really concerned about. And he says, well, it was fine at that time. I'll go back. And he went back and came back and reported back to him that their barn was still up and that a couple of other outbuildings were destroyed and so on. But it showed me when he came back and talked to them how much that meant. And it's just it's something that small that – in our job, we can think, well, you know, come on, it's a barn or it's some livestock, but this is their life, and this is important to them. And so he taught me the importance of that. And you know, I had so many great supervisors. Alan Dahl, when I was in investigations, taught me the importance of making sure that our cases were done to the best of our ability. That do not let anything go amiss. Make sure that you follow through on every lead that you have. And then as I am the sheriff, these young deputies, there's a deputy, Nate Yorstrom, always having a positive outlook, just always smiling. Ashley Bujikian, who works in the court, the dedication that she has to search and rescue. And I can go on and on and on. And even though I'm the sheriff, these young kids are still teaching me how to serve the public better. But I think that the foundation was my father and the Los Angeles Police Department taught me the importance of being able to work hard. My father didn't promote above a 3+1, which basically is that he was a training officer. So I've always had that blue collar thought process that it really starts and stops with the people that are at and I don't want to call it at the bottom, but the people that do the work, the clerks, the evidence custodians, the deputies, the jail folks, and so on, the dispatchers. They're the ones that make the organization really run. They're the ones who make the organization look really good.
Need to take a quick break. Some great stories there from Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy and great memories. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with more with Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy in just a minute.